يا والد نروح كل سنة واحدة مين المجدك يا والد نروح كل القرآن كل العالمين. Sorry, it's me again. I think today is the Sunday of the Prodigal Son. I think I'm still new. So today's gospel is part of Luke chapter 15. And Luke chapter 15 talks about things that were lost. And then when the person finds it, he becomes joyful and they make merry, they celebrate. Okay? So لوقا اصحاح 15 بيتكلم عن حاجات كانت مفقوده والشخص اللي بيدور عليهم او الشخص اللي مستنيهم او الشخص اللي مهتم بالحاجات دي اول ما بيلاقيهم بيفرح بيحتفل. تمام؟ فعندنا اول حاجه كان بيتكلم على الراعي اللي فقد الخروف وساب ال 99 وراح يدور على الخروف ده. The shepherd left the 99, went looking for the one, and when he found it, he carried him on his shoulder, and he was very happy and joyful. And then it's also talking about the woman who had 10 coins and lost one coin. المرأة اللي كان عندها 10 دنانير وفقدت واحد وبعدين لما لقيته برضو احتفلت. يعني المهم يعني ايه, الwoman has a special ability of finding things. يعني احنا حتى في البيت لما فيش حاجة ضايعة, لما نلاقي حاجة ضايعة لا ايه ماما او اللي متجوز يعني يقول له ايه تعالي, لا لو جيت ولقيتها لك تبقى معظم الاوقات قدامنا يعني, بس احنا مش فاهمش, عندهم سبيشال ابيليتي يعني. ف وبرده بقى الانجيل اللي احنا قريناه, the gospel that we read is about a father who had two sons and one left him. Okay, he was lost and then found, and then when he was found, the father celebrated, right? He made a big celebration. He made a big party to celebrate his son's return. في بعض الناس بيسموا الإنجيل بتاع النهاردة ده الإنجيل اللي في الإنجيل أو the gospel within the gospel. Why? Because it carries the whole message of the gospel, which is love, hope, محبة, mercy, رحمة, التوبة والقبول, قبول الخاطئ. Acceptance. احنا النهارده هنسميها The Story of the Two Lost Sons او الابنين الضالين. يعني if I said it right. تعالوا نركز على الابن الاول اللي هو احنا عارفينه اللي هو الابن الاصغر. So الابن الاصغر في يوم راح لباباه قال له ايه, انا عايز نصيبي في الميراث دلوقتي, دهوني دلوقتي وانا يعني مش عايز اعرفه تاني. فخد نصيبه في الميراث وراح سافر لبلد بعيدة وضيع كل الفلوس بتاعته, ضيعها في العيش الطرف يعني prodigal living. وبعد ما ضيع كل فلوسه اكتشف ان معهوش فلوس, حصل مجاعة في المدينة اللي هو كان فيها, وابتدى انه يشتغل في زي يقعد الخنازير, يقعد يطعم الخنازير وياخد باله منهم, وفي المقابل he makes a living, بس هو شكله حتى ما كانش لاقي حاجة ياكلها لأن الخنازير كانت لاقي حاجة تاكلها وهو ما كانش لاقي حاجة ياكلها. وبعدين أدرك إن هو عمل خطية كبيرة, عمل غلطة كبيرة, فديسايدد إن هو يرجع لإيه؟ لباباه. So as we all know, the story of the prodigal son, right? He went to his father, he's like, hey, give me my inheritance now, half of all you have. He took the money and then wasted in prodigal living. He wasted all the money. It was done, there was a famine on the city that he traveled to, which was very far from his dad. And after that, he realized he doesn't even have anything to eat, right? And then he remembered how he used to live in his father's house and how he was well-fed, he had everything that he needed. So he decided to go back home. And then when he went back home, surprisingly, the father accepted him. And not only accepted him, he celebrated his return. Okay. تعالوا نبص بصة أعمق شوية. يعني تعالوا نتأمل بصة أعمق. طيب لو انتوا خدت بالكم, when the son decided to take his inheritance, he decided to travel close by, far, very far. صح? What does that mean? He doesn't want to do anything with the father. مش عايز يعرفه تاني,
مش عايز يكلمه تاني، مش عايزه يعاتبه، مش عايزه يحاول يرجعه، مش عايز يبقى له اي حاجه ليها علاقه بيه anymore. Right? He didn't want anything else to do with the father anymore. He decided to break the relationship. He decided to cut himself from the family. He lost his sonship. He lost his connection with the father. Okay? You know, some people when they get married, they want to stay close to their parents. Okay? They miss their mom's cooking, miss dad's advice, want to take care of the kids, all this kind of stuff. This guy, he decided to go very, very far away. He didn't want anything to do with the father. He didn't want to speak to him anymore. He took what he wanted or what he thought he wanted and then left. And then we know that it's so far too, because if they were living in a Jewish community, there won't be any swine, right? Because pigs for the Jews are unclean. They're forbidden. So we know that he went to a very far city away from the Jewish community because there were swine. So احنا عارفين ان هو مشي بعيد قوي. الابن الضال ساب باباه ومشي بعيد. ما كانش عايز يتواصل مع باباه anymore. ما كانش عايز يبقى ابنه. قطع علاقته بيه. ما كانش عايز يعرفه تاني. للأسف. هو فاكر انه خد اللي هو محتاجه اللي هو الفلوس. واحنا كمان ساعات بنعمل كده، بنجري ورا الحاجات الزايله، الحاجات اللي بتخلص، الحاجات اللي احنا مش هناخدها معانا. فهو كان فاكر انه هو خلاص خد كل اللي هو عايزه وعايز يقطع علاقته بباباه. وبعدين اكتشف ان الفلوس خلصت، وان اللي فاكر انه هو كان فعلا محتاجه وان هو هيخليه يعيش سعيد للابد، للاسف راح. فاحتاج مين تاني؟ احتاج باباه. He needed his father again. And أبسط حاجة، ما كانش لقي حتى حاجة يأكلها. يعني the pigs had food. He didn't. وافتكر قد إيه كان عايش متهني في بيت باباه، وقد إيه ما كانش ناقصه حاجة. سؤال إيه؟ خد القرار. قال أنا هرجع. وده قرار شجاع. قال الخدام في بيت بابايا عندهم فائض من الأكل. The servants in my father's house, they have leftovers. I don't even have food. So I'm gonna go back. واللي يحصل يحصل. And I'm gonna prepare a speech. And I'm gonna tell him, I understand that I took only half of your money. Half of your, you know, يعني اللي انت حوشته كل حياتك. That's why أنا مش عايزك تقبلني كابن. كفاية عليا إن أنا أخدم في بيتك. كفاية عليا إن أنا أكون خادم حتى يكون عندي left over من الأكل. Just accept me as a servant in your house. أنا اخترت إن أنا أبعد عنك. فأنت ليك الحق، اعمل اللي أنت عايزه. بس أنا واثق في حبك. واثق إن أنت هتقبلني. لأن أنت كل الحب. وأنت كل القبول. فانا عايز ارجع لك تاني. فانا هعمل ايه؟ هحضر كده سبيتش حلوه كده وهقولها له. واول ما اقولها له انا اكيد هصعب عليه and he's gonna take me back. So he started to think about it. He's like, okay, this is what I'm gonna say. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But make me one of your hired servants. يا أبتاه اقبلني، لقد أخطأت في السماء وقدامك، ولست مستحق أن أدعى لك ابني. اجعلني كأحد أجرائك. كفاية عندي إن أنا إيه أخدمك علشان على الأقل أبقى معاك. فقرر إن هو يقوم، قال كفاية كده، أنا خلاص جعان قوي مش قادر أستنى. فراح قام وقال أنا هرجع لأبويا. طول ما هو في السكة عمال يبراكتس سبيتش. يا أبتاه أخطأت في السماء وقدامك. Father, I have sinned against you before heaven. Make me as one of your highest servants. I don't deserve to be your son. And then as he was coming closer to his house, when he was able to see the house from far away, who saw him? The father. He couldn't even wait for him to get closer. He stood up and ran to him, right? جري ورحمه. بعدين أول ما شافه رايك خلاص خلاص انا حافظها حافظها ثواني بس اديني ثانيه. بعد يقول ايه؟ يا ابتاه اخطات في السماء وقدامك ولست مستحقا ان ادع لك ابنا بل دو 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 دو. كل ما يجي يقول الحته دي يجعلني ما اعرفش اقولها ما اعرفش اكملها. Every time he was trying to say make me as one of your highest servant, the dad would take him, hug him, put his face on his shoulder كده, قال له انا ما اقدرش حتى اسمعك تقول لي اجعلني كاحد اجرائي. I can't bear the thought that you'll be one of my hired servants. You are my son. So the father was so happy. You are my son. My son has returned. And then he brought him the sandals, the robe, the ring, all this kind of good stuff. And then he celebrated, right? He made a big party, a big celebration. And he killed the fattened calf, right? The fattened calf that كانوا يقعدوا يأكلوا ويقعدوا يستف him with food زي ما احنا بنعمل كده مع البيبيز, نقعد نستف him with food and save him for the big occasion, the biggest celebration ever. And then we kill him so we can all eat and be merry and celebrate. حد غير الأب ده كان أول ما ابنه هيرجع هيحس بالخزي, صح؟ هيحس إنه مكسوف, لأن الناس عارفة إن ده الابن اللي خد فلوس, فكان ممكن ياخده كده في السر, صح؟ ياخده كده ويخبيه, فهو مكسوف من اللي هو عمله. بس مش أبونا. Our Father is waiting for us to return. And when we return, no matter how bad we did, no matter how much sins we committed, no matter how much we messed up, He still accepted us. He's still happy to see us. He's still gonna meet us with a hug. And you're my son. You're my son. You return to me. But all the son that he needed to do is take the decision and return. So الأب أب بيعمل إيه؟ عنده وظيفة واحدة, بيحب, صح؟ الحب ده هو اللي خلاه فضل قاعد مستنيه. He made him the love, that love made him wait for his son. That love made him run to his son and accept him right away. That love made him leave the 99 and go find the one. That love is made him longing for his son. That love that made him put the robe, the ring, and the sandals and kill the fattened calf. So nothing is more important for our God than for us to return to him. Okay? There is a big warfare now. The devil wants us to think that we can't go back to the Father unless we're clean, unless we're repentant, unless we're good people. No, it doesn't work that way. Your repentance, your purity is only through him. He's waiting for you, okay? No matter how bad you did. And that's why the church, in her wisdom, حضرت لنا, she prepared to us أسابيع الصوم. لو خدنا بالنا سواء السامرية, المخلع, الابن الضال, المولود أعمى, كل دي حالات من ناس عايشة في الخطية. فيهم حاجة واحدة بس مشتركة, هي إيه؟ إن المسيح بيحبهم, المسيح بيقبلهم. ساعات المسيح هو محتاج هو يروح يدور على السامرية, ساعات المسيح هو محتاج يقعد يستنانا لغاية لما احنا نرجع له. So what was really lost? We call him the lost son. What was really lost? He lost his sonship. He lost his relationship. He lost his connection to the Father. That's why there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who need to be repentant, just who need no repentance. And that's why the church father, they tell us something very nice. They tell us, what if the son did not return and he got married and he had generation after generation and they all lived in that pig farm? They would remember the house of the Lord. They would remember the house of the Father, but they wouldn't know anything about him anymore. And that's what happened in the world. People, they don't know where to find God. They forget about him. They forget that he's waiting for them. بس أول ما الابن رجع, once he returned, he restored him again. He reconnected with him. He restored the sonship, the relationship, in the most loving way possible. ده كان الابن الصغير. طب الابن الكبير. هل الابن الكبير برضو كان ضال؟ تعالوا نشوف. ابن الكبير شايف الاحتفال. فرجع بيقول لهم, hey guys, what's going on? قال لهم ايه؟ قالوا له, your brother is back. Your father is happy. And there's a big party. There's a big celebration. And he was like, you know what? I'm not going to the party. I'm not going to be part of this. It's ridiculous. The father realizes this. So he go out. See? He go out. He saw after him. Right? He went out to find him. He's like, Habibi, come in. Where are you going? Hello, lo, these many years I have been serving you. I've never transgressed against your commandments or any time. But you never give me a young goat. حتى يعني معزة صغيرة كده ما اديتهاليش حتى. That I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as your son comes, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you kill the fattened calf for him. لو احنا خدنا بالنا, what did the older son say? He said, first, I have never transgressed against your commandments. عمري ما قصرت لك كلامك. تمام؟ أنا بعمل اللي أنت بتقول عليه. دي حاجة ما يقولهاش ابن. يقولها خادم. صح؟ ما يقولهاش ابن. ابن يقول له يا بابا أنا بحبك. اللي أنت هتقوله لي أنا تحت أمرك يعني. لكن الخادم يقول له اللي أنت هتقول لي عليه أنا هعمله وخلاص. مش دعوة. صح؟ وقال له إيه؟ قال له ابنك لما رجع. Your son. ما بقاش أخويا. He disconnected himself, the older son, he disconnected himself too from the family. أنا ما مش تبعي. صح؟ وقال إيه؟ قال حتى ما اديتنيش a little goat to celebrate with my friends. He's not part of the family. He is not even thinking about celebrating with the family anymore. So that means what? That means that someone can be in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Father, in church, and still be lost. And when does this happen? مين الشخص ده؟ ده إحنا لما بنفكر إن إحنا نخدم بيت الرب وما نخدمش رب البيت. يعني إيه؟ يعني أهتم بخدمتي، أهتم باللي أنا بعمله، أهتم أنا إيه في الكنيسة أكتر ما أهتم أنا ليه في الكنيسة، أكتر ما أهتم أنا ليه بعمل كده. يعني هو أي خدمة برا المسيح ملهاش معنى. ولو أنا عندي أي موهبة أو أي جفت أو لو ربنا مديني أي خدمة هو اللي مدهاني. صح؟ مش عشاني أنا. مش عشان I glorify myself. To glorify him. Right? To be Christ in the eyes of the people who I serve. To use the gift to glorify his name. صح؟ وإحنا في الأربعين يوم قالوا لنا حاجة مهمة قوي. قالوا لنا اوعى حب الخدمة تضغي على حب ربنا في قلبك. في الآخر إحنا من غير ولا حاجة. إحنا فقراء. هو إحنا عندنا إيه؟ هو إحنا لو عندنا أي حاجة حلوة فهو اللي مديها لنا. فإحنا بنتفاخر بإيه؟ ولا صوت ولا موهبة ولا جفت ولا حاجة. هو أي حاجة هو مديها لنا. فلما أنا باخدها واستخدمها ليا أنا بسرقها منه. صح؟ أنا من غيره ولا حاجة. هو لو إداني حاجة بستخدمها علشان. صح؟ فالأب قال له إيه؟ قال له يا ابني son this is what you are. أنت ابني. أنت فضلت كنت معايا طول الوقت. كل اللي عندي all that I have is yours. So هو بيعمل معنا نفس الحاجة. لما احنا بنبص له على أنه هو الماستر وإحنا العبيد ولازم نسمع الكلام من غير ما نفكر. عشان كده احنا دايما بنفكر نفسنا احنا بنعمل كل حاجة عشان احنا بنحب ربنا واحنا بنحبه عشان هو حبنا ومات لأجلنا. So المسيح مستنينا. He wants to reconnect with us. He wants to restore us. He wants to restore our sonship, our relationship to him. ولو احنا عدينا في الانجيل هنلاقي ان المرات اللي اتذكر فيها the times that were mentioned the word father equals the time that is mentioned the word son. That's what God wants us to tell us. He wants to tell us he's our father. We are his kids. We are sons and daughters. He's waiting for us. He's waiting for our relationship, for us to connect with him. And honestly, it's a privilege. At the end of the fraction, في آخر الاسم بنقول إيه؟ نقصر بدلة أن ندعوك، صح؟ We look to God and call him a father. We say, we dare to call you our father. يعني احنا يا رب بص احنا يعني حتى ده مش عارفين انت اللي تديه لنا فاحنا هنجرؤ عشان احنا عارفين ان انت بتحبنا وحنين علينا احنا هنجرؤ ان احنا نقول لك ايه فاذر يا ابانا تمام فتلاقي ان الشعب دي كانت الايه كلمه السر كده الشعب يقول ايه ابانا الذي في السماوات فقد ايه احنا في نعمه احنا مش حاسين بيها ان ابونا ان الله بنفسه هو ابونا واحنا اولاده سو احنا بنصلي ان احنا لو احنا مفقودين نلاقي نفسنا فين نلاقي نفسنا فيه نرجع له لان هو اللي هيرجعنا هو اللي هيخلينا تاني كاملين انا I find myself بلاقي نفسي فيه I find my life فيه in him I find myself in my relationship with him so I'm not lost anymore and glory be to God forever.